Coach Huger is here with us to talk about it. And, Coach, second half seemed like today is what you want to see. Once you had the lead, you just sort of kept stepping it and stepping it and stepping it, and then didn't let them back in it. That was a big thing.
We did a good job of defending for 40 minutes. We tend to get lost in that and thinking that the game is over, and, you know, we get up big and then we think we can relax. And you can't relax until the game is over. So that's what I kept preaching to the guys. The game is not over. We got to continue to play. We got to continue to defend and rebound. They did that, and then we wound up winning the game.
Yeah, Milwaukee came in. They've got a big front line when they want to, but you never really let them get on the glass much today.
We did a great job of boxing out. We did a great job of mixing up our defensive coverage. The guys did a really good job of paying attention to it. Normally, we have trouble with that. When we mix up the defensive coverage, they kind of get mixed up with it. So today we mixed it up, and they were locked in and focused, and they were able to follow suit with what we were doing, and it kept them off balance.
And this was a day where you certainly didn't shoot lights out at 45%, but you take only 23 threes. Seems like today the offense flowed better, and even though you just shoot sort of a mediocre percentage there, it seemed like you ran good offense.
I'm pleased with the offense that we ran. We did a great job of sharing the ball. But the biggest thing, we turned our defense into offense. So we were able to get stops and get out in transition. You know, when you look at 17 points off of turnovers, that's a really good job. 30 points in the paint, you know, we did a good job there. I mean, just the guys did a really good job in hitting on all the things that we talked about.
Yeah, the last two games combined, you'd been minus 34 in points in the paint. So to be plus 14 today indicates a huge change. And the biggest number there is not so many that you scored, although 30 is a good number. They only had 16 in the paint, and that shows that your defense was keeping them out of there.
Yep, we kept them out of the paint. We knew they were a driving team. We wanted to do a great job of keeping them, you know, on the perimeter and making them shoot contested jump shots. Thought we did a really good job with that. They made some threes, but a lot of those were really at the end, you know, when the game was out of hand a little bit. So, you know, just wanted to see them more with Baldwin playing. You know, he got injured and, you know, didn't have an opportunity to finish the game. You know, you have all these guys out here to see Baldwin, which, you know, a first-round draft pick, and, you know, he didn't get a chance to perform today. So I feel for him going through, you know, with that one, wish he could have, you know, been able to perform today.
Yeah, it looked like when he was called for the charge, obviously it took him a while to get up, and he limped off, but appeared to be okay from that standpoint. Did start in the second half. Did it appear something happened? Do you know what happened after that?
Don't know what happened after that. Just saw that he came out early, and, you know, he was – kind of favoring the lower extremity, and, just sad to see him go out the game. That you want to have that type of competition, that type of level of competition, and, with Milwaukee having that first round pick, you want to be able to play against him and see what your guys can do against them. So just sad that he couldn't finish out the game.
With that said, though, the play where he got injured was a charge. It was a great job by your defense. I can't remember if it was Daquan or Joe that took the charge.
Joe Reese. Took the charge, yes.
He did a good job on Baldwin when he was playing.
He did. He definitely did a good job, and that's why I said I wanted to see, you know, Baldwin, if he can get hot, and now we got to figure out a way to slow him down. So it was the different things that you're trying to figure out, and just didn't get a chance to do that, and, you know, it's just unfortunate.
Well, when you look at these tournament scenarios, Coach, we talked about it in our pregame. It's sort of a primer for what you could do in a conference tournament. You got to now turn around, get some prep done for Southern Utah, a team that pulled off a double overtime win here. You got to get your rest in, all that stuff. So now where the real work begins.
Yeah, the real work begins right now. We're about to go back and start chopping up the film on Southern Utah. I haven't watched anything on them. I'm never – ahead of myself. I'm always in the moment, so it's hard for me to ever watch ahead and look at another opponent before we actually play them. So tonight I'll have a chance to just, you know, look at them and chop it up and be able to figure out and come up with a game plan for them.
Well, Coach, solid win today, and hopefully top it off with another one tomorrow. We appreciate you coming up to talk with us. We'll see you in the bus.
Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons beat Milwaukee today 82-68.